everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's January 2023. I hope you had a fulfilling end of year in December 2022, whether you were with family, friends, or even by yourself. I hope you had a lovely, lovely time. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I know some of you are tuning in from SoundCloud. Some of you are tuning in from Apple Podcasts. Maybe you're tuning in from Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you are. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. And I really do mean that. Today morning, I got such a lovely message from a client I met in 2022. He's in the alcoholic beverages industry. And the message he sent to me was so touching and so moving. He was just saying things like, thank you so much. I'm eternally grateful. I've started on some new stuff that I'm excited about. And I said to him what I always say to clients who send me such messages. I said, you guys have no idea how much coaches like myself cherish you. Or let me put it this way. Customers and clients might not have any idea just how much you mean to business owners like myself. You guys are an integral part of us living our dreams. You're an integral part of us living our dreams. You're an integral part of what brings us fulfillment, joy, and success. And so for me personally, let me just say again, thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot. So it's a new year. It's 2023. And, you know, many of us tend to be excited in January, especially the first week of January before the rest of the year hits us. But here's the thing, guys. This is going to be a year like any other year in terms of there'll be ups and downs. There'll be great moments and there'll be crappy moments. This year, I don't believe is going to be like the last 3 years. The last 3 years were pretty tough. You know, we had those 2 years of the pandemic. And for a lot of people, 2022 was a year of recovery. So many of us were in survival mode for the longest time. And then in 2022, we were in recovery mode, mentally, emotionally, physically. And this is despite the fact that, certainly for my audience and the people I coach, this is despite the fact that we were still, you know, charging ahead with work, doing what we do, earning our incomes, our revenues, our salaries, et cetera, et cetera. It was still a pretty interesting 3 years. 2023, I'm very optimistic about it. And a lot of people have sent me messages saying they're feeling pretty good about it as well. You just have to be at an international airport to see that things are already starting to change. I went to Thailand in quarter four of 2022. I went to Cairo for work. And I even went to the World Cup thanks to my brother. One of my brothers shouted me a trip to the World Cup with him, which was really, really cool. So we were in Doha together. And I'm telling you guys, the airports were full. Maybe not as full as pre-pandemic times, but the airports were definitely full and people were not masking, not even on the aeroplane. So things are certainly changing in direction, more optimism and hope in the air. And that's a good thing. Despite all that though, guys, life will do what life does. You know, life has teeth. Life has very sharp teeth. And we're all going to go through some tough times. And so one of the things I wanted to remind all of you about is the importance of dealing with life in a healthy way, all of life, even the not so fun stuff, okay? And what I want to invite you to consider is this. We talk a lot about resilience. Coaches talk a lot about resilience. But let me tell you what myself and my fellow coaches are realizing now. We are realizing that rather than just traditional resilience, where it's just you, you know, pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, as they say, you're really going to need your community moving forward. You're really going to need that community or communities of like-minded, like-hearted, like-spirited people. It's about moving through life together. Now, if you're polymathic, I should say, you have many different interests, you're into a lot of stuff. I certainly am. You're going to have multiple communities, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're receiving and giving different things to the different communities we're a part of. But the one constant is you've got to have communities of like-hearted, like-spirited people. Okay. We talk a lot about like-minded, and that's important. But here's the thing. I don't always agree with the stuff some of my friends say, and they certainly don't always agree with some of the stuff I say. Some of the things my friends do, I don't do. Some of the things I do, they don't do. You know, I've said it before. Some of my friends really laugh at the hippie things I do. And so it's really about like-hearted people, people you can feel safe with, people you feel good being around, people who elevate you. It's not going to be smiley, smiley, happy, happy all the time. Yeah, we do get vexed by the people we love. But for the most part, what I'm talking about when I talk about you're going to need a community around you is people you can count on, people you can rely on, people who are good for you to hang out with, and you're good for them as well. So, excuse me, that's lesson number one, guys, in 2023. We really need to shift from traditional resilience philosophy to community. And having a community is, of course, what will help, one thing that will help you to be resilient. It was pretty saddening to hear about the passing away of Twitch. Twitch was a dancer in So You Think You Can Dance, and he was Ellen DeGeneres' DJ on her show. I love dancing. I love dancers. I have such a high regard for them. I've talked about this before. And for those of you who don't know, he's apparently, you know, he took his own life. And it's so interesting to hear and see all the comments people who knew him well shared after his death. He was such a bright light. He was such a great person. You know, all these positive things. But let me tell you guys something. Speaking as somebody who people say similar things about me, like, ah, Sisi, it's so good to be around you. Sisi, you know, you're so elevating. Da, 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 da. Everybody's going through stuff. Everybody's going through stuff. And sometimes it gets pretty overwhelming. And sometimes you feel alone. And there are some challenges you do have to walk through alone, but your community can be there to support you and remind you that you are loved. You are loved. This is why community is so important. It's also the reason why I say to people, if you're working with a coach, get a coach who has a coach. I have been receiving coaching for the last 14 years of my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't go for sessions every single week, every single month. But not 1 year goes by where I don't receive coaching from people who are wiser than me in certain regards. I absolutely love it. My coaches are part of my community. And so, guys, community, community, community. Start nurturing your community. If you are feeling like you don't have a community, it's time to get out there and create, find, build community, because you're really going to need it moving forward. The world is only going to get more complicated, if that's the right word. We already got a taste of it in 2022, didn't we? So much was revealed. So much was shocking. There's going to be more of that. So much change. There's going to be more of that, guys. That wasn't stuff just for 2022. That was just a taster of what's going to happen. Okay, so don't be afraid. There is absolutely no need to be afraid. Just have your community around you. Okay, so that's lesson number one that we can take with us throughout 2023. Another thing is, if you're feeling like you're coming out of a tunnel right now, at the time of this recording, it's January 2023. If you're feeling like you're coming out of a tunnel right now, you are actually coming out of a tunnel. Like I said earlier, the pandemic hit, we got into survival mode. 2022, not everybody just bounced back happily. 2022 was about recovery. And now 2023 is people are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Some people are already walking in that light. The tunnel is behind you. And so what does that mean? It means get back into it. Get back into it, guys. Some of those dreams that you had to put on pause, you had to put them on ice, as we say, resurrect them. If you're still interested, of course, resurrect them. Okay. Maybe they're of no interest to you anymore. That's okay. What else do you want to get involved with? What else do you want to be a part of? Get into that stuff. Get back into that stuff. I'm really looking forward to running more of my face-to-face workshops. They always bring me so much joy. And I love helping smart, soulful leaders like yourself connect with other like-hearted, like-spirited people. So that's something that's definitely happening. My solo vacays, I vacation with my husband. I vacation with my husband and my daughter. And pre-pandemic, I used to go on mini holidays just by myself to be with myself and by myself. And they are creative moments for me. They give me an opportunity to just check in on myself in a deeper, deep way. And I'm looking forward to getting back into that. I'm based in Nairobi at the moment. And let me tell you, Kenya is a fantastic country for that stuff. We've got everything here. We've got beach, we've got bush, we've even got the desert, we've got mountains. So it's a pretty cool country to just go off on a solo vacation. I'm certainly looking forward to doing that. So if you're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, hooray. If you are already out in the light, hooray. Some things will always remain. Despite the fact that a lot is changing, some things will always remain. And an example of something that will always remain is the importance of co-creating intentionally. Think about what you want and just do what you need to do to bring it closer to you. Taking into account, of course, the fact that there will be, segues, distractions. You might have to use a different route to what you had thought you would use, but that's all part of the adventure. That is all part of the adventure. That's what makes it an adventure. If getting from thinking about something to achieving it was just a straight line, life could be pretty dry. Life is adventurous. That's part of what makes this life so interesting and so cool. So that's number two. We're getting out of the tunnels we were in. Go with that. Be grateful for it. Get back into co-creating intentionally. The third thing I wanted to share to help you as you move through 2023 is this. You're hearing a lot of talk about climate change, about how economies are just going to go belly up. And here's the thing, guys. There's always been tough news. There's always been rough news. That's another given about life, right? We can be optimistic about 2023, but as I said earlier, there's going to be ups and downs. So in the next 12 months, there's going to be tough news. There's going to be rough news, not just for you as an individual, but for the city you live in, the country you live in, the world. This is just part of life. It's what I mean when I say, life has teeth, sharp, sharp teeth. I want to share something with you guys just to remind you. I got my first coach when I was 28 years old. And My 30s were such an adventure. They were such an adventure. I had an absolute blast throughout my 30s. And I tell you, I put it down to the fact that I received coaching. Now, I'm somebody who believes in a higher power called, God. So, of course, God played a big part in my life experience. But I tell you, my 30s were pretty cool. And this is despite all the crazy things that happened in the world, that have happened in the world for the last 10 years. Why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you to remind you that it's not about waiting for perfect conditions to get going with what you need to get going with. It's a whole bunch of crazy stuff that has happened in the world over the last 10 years. So why is it that Cece's saying her 30s were great? It's because, as I learned, even from my very first coach, you just keep going. You just keep creating. You just keep living. You just keep experiencing. Not every successful business venture was created when things in the economy were wonderful. Not every success that a person experiences, whether they're famous or not famous, happened because they were this perfect person, perfect little snowflake. No, people are people and life is life. And so I want to invite you guys to not be afraid of all the scary news you're hearing. There's always been scary news and there will always be scary news. You just have to keep focusing on what are the potential solutions. And how do you want to contribute to those solutions? That's how it's always been, guys. That's how it's always been. So please don't allow a sense of foreboding to overwhelm you. Is the climate changing? Of course it is. It's January, and right now in Nairobi, the skies are gray. Nairobi is the kind of city that at this time of year had nothing but blue, sunny skies. Climate change is real. It is so real. But we don't have to be afraid. We do have to take it seriously and contribute in the way we want to contribute, right? And support and give thanks to those who are really in that battle. The warriors that are in that battle. When I went to Egypt, to Sharm el-Sheikh for COP27 at the end of last year, I got to work with some remarkable young Kenyans. It was so inspiring. They are activists and they are not just wayward, angry activists, not at all. They are smart, focused young people who were so inspiring. I was taken there by the Wangari Maathai Foundation, who have been clients of mine for a long time. First started doing work with them a long time ago, together with the Green Belt Movement all those years ago when I first met the team there. And so you might not have anything to contribute directly in this area, but you can certainly support, share helpful information, give your money to organizations that are in this space, donate. Just be part of the solutions, guys, and don't allow yourself to get afraid of such things because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're on planet Earth and climate change is happening. You can't run away. Even though Elon Musk is working really hard to take us to other planets, right now, January 2023, we're all still here on planet Earth. So we're not going to run away. We just need to focus on being part of the solution. That's another constant, right? Just be part of the solution. The fourth thing I want to let you guys know about in terms of some ideas around how you can move through 2023 is this. You know, guys, vulnerability is still such a superpower. Vulnerability is still such a superpower. I want to invite you to allow yourself from today onwards, allow yourself to love and be loved. Allow yourself to be loved, guys. It is so exciting to me. In the last 6 months in particular, so many single, wonderful, fantastic women, clients and friends, have found themselves some pretty cool relationships. And that's brought a really big smile to my face. The first person who told me, been single for a while, engaged now, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then a client said the same thing. And then another client said the same thing. And then I'm seeing on Facebook, an old friend got married. And it's great because these women are allowing themselves to be loved. Now, I work with both men and women. So I'm talking to you guys as well, dudes, gentlemen. I'm talking to you as well. When I say, allow yourself to be loved, I'm talking to everybody. Allow yourself to be loved. This is linked to what I said earlier about community. Allow yourself to support and be supported. Key word, be supported. Ask for help. Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. In fact, if I remember correctly, I think pride is the first of the seven deadly sins. Now, I am not the most religious person by any stretch of the imagination, but the concept of the seven deadly sins is valid. Now, for me, when I think about sins, I don't think about sin in terms of you do something bad and, you know, you get a lightning bolt shoved up your butt. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. For me, sin is a mindset or an action that you do that ends up hurting you. Some people have called it you being out of alignment. Okay, that's all sin is. Pride, greed, sloth, wrath, all the rest of them. If you behave that way, you will hurt yourself. Forget about what you're doing to other people. You will hurt yourself. Now, I just want to talk about pride. Guys, there's a reason pride is one of the seven deadly sins. Pride is going to really mess you up. Shift from being proud to allowing yourself to be vulnerable, allowing yourself to ask for help. There are people around you right now who have answers to the questions that you are struggling with, whether it's your good friend, whether it's your therapist, whether it's that pal of yours who is a coach, whether it's that employee of yours. There are people around you right now who have the answers that you're seeking. Or if they don't have the answers you're seeking, they know somebody who does. This is something that I say to all my clients who do one-on-one coaching with me. For example, you want to change jobs. You want to elevate. One of the first things I say to clients who are in this state is, okay, once we've gotten clarity on what exactly you want to do with your time and your energy, I say to them, right, who do we need to tell about this? How can you network powerfully? Whose help do you need? Who do you need to call? Who do you need to email? Who do you need to send messages to? And let me tell you, not one single client has ever done that and come back drawing a blank. Like, oh, nobody responded to my message. I've never heard that. No one is helping me. I've never heard that from my clients. Never in all these years. It's simply about reaching out and asking the right questions, incisive questions, clear questions. And so this is part of being vulnerable, guys. No more Lone Ranger, Batman type stuff. No more of that, guys. No more of that. I think one of the reasons Bruce Wayne is so somber is because he doesn't have enough friends. He needs to build a community. maybe Batman needs to join the Avengers. I don't know, something. So guys, be vulnerable with the right people, of course. Please be vulnerable with the right people and ask them for help. Okay? So please let this be the year you either start doing that, or if you've already been doing it, you continue doing that. Okay. Finally, guys, I just want to say this. It's been an interesting last 3 years. Man, it's been an interesting last 3 years. We have lost people we love. I've lost people that I love. One of my girlfriends, Pam, comes to mind. And as you can hear, my voice is getting a bit crackly because I get emotional when I think about this. Because those of us who are still here, just remember this the next time you're in a rough time, next time you're in a rough season, just remember this. You got through the last 3 years. What that means is you can get through the next rough season in your life, or the next rough hour, or the next rough week, or the next rough month. You can get through it. You've gotten through the last 3 years, and that is no small feat. That is no small feat, guys. If you really just sit down and reflect on the last 3 years, you will be amazed at what you've been through. You will also be amazed at what you've managed to accomplish. That is one of the biggest lessons of this rough patch we all went through. You can get through it. For some people, the pandemic just seems like a distant memory. It's just such a distant memory. They don't even use that word anymore. I'm only using it just to remind everybody of what we've been through. But really, guys, it's about looking forward now. Take the gems, take the lessons you got from this rough patch, carry them with you, and use them the next time you're in a rough season. Okay? So gratitude, gratitude, as always, is so key. Be grateful. Be optimistic and be joyful. I've shared a lot in this podcast episode, and I will be delving deeper into many of the things I've talked about. But that's for episodes in the future. For now, guys, take on board my suggestions. Move through 2023 powerfully, excitedly, optimistically, in spite of the rough stuff that is sure to come. And have yourself the kind of year that you will look back on and go, yeah, no, that was worth it. That was all worth it. It was all worth it. As always, I am here. If you or your team need some coaching and some training, still here. So grateful. I'm so grateful. Reach out, go to themainprotagonist.com, or you can go to themainprotagonist.com/apply, fill in the brief form. It's confidential, only I get to see it. I'll get in touch with you wherever in the world you are. Allow me to work with you to help you achieve all the awesome stuff you want to achieve and to be well while you're doing it. I like to talk about wholesome living. I'm not that coach that is encouraging you to step on other people's necks in the name of getting on top. That's just going to end up a very lonely road for you. you can have a wonderful life outside of work, and a pretty fulfilling work life as well. I've done it. I've helped clients do it. Why not you? For those of you who need receipts, maybe you're hearing me for the first time. Lots of testimonials from leaders like yourself on the mainprotagonist.com, but also on LinkedIn. Anyone can create a website and put all kinds of testimonials on it. LinkedIn is where the LinkedIn is where you know whether somebody is the real deal or not. Lots of recommendations from different clients around the world there. Just go to LinkedIn. Let me see if I can remember my LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/in/CC Ojani. That's my LinkedIn page. Check out the client recommendations from there as well. Wherever in the world you are, whether you want me to do a one-on-one session with you or whether you want me to do a training, please reach out. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I am so looking forward to more podcast episodes with you. Thank you again for tuning in. Bye.